WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate passing the $95 billion foreign aid package that includes more money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. ABC's M. Nguyen is in Washington.
Ukraine has suffered months of setbacks on the battlefield due to ammo and air defenses running low. Also in the bill, $26 billion to support Israel, along with humanitarian aid for Gaza, where Israel's war against Hamas continues and could soon escalate in the city of Rafah.
Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson visiting Columbia University today to talk with Jewish students. The Supreme Court today taking up one state abortion ban. Idaho prevents the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors have sued, though, saying they are afraid to offer emergency procedures to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Democratic lawmakers in Arizona will try once again today to repeal the Supreme Court's decision upholding an 1860s abortion law. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. At the Capitol, officials from Brown County plead for the state to prioritize closing Green Bay Correctional Institute during a Tuesday roundtable. The 126-year-old prison is overcrowded, with close to 1,000 men living in what many consider to be inhumane conditions. Milwaukee's third annual Youth Victory Over Violence Week kicked off Tuesday, the week dedicated to education and violence prevention through events for youth geared toward specific topics like gun violence, criminal law, and mental health, will culminate with a peace walk on Saturday morning. In a historic spot in northwest Wisconsin made its debut 60 years ago this week, the original Wisconsin Pavilion from the 1964 World's Fair in New York City was scheduled to be torn down after the fair, but a Boscobel blacksmith bought the building and later sold it to the owners of a radio station in Neillsville that's operated from there ever since. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
It's going to be a pretty nice day today. Lots of sunshine and not windy. We'll get to 54 for a high. The wind northeast at only around 5 to 10 here today. Tonight, it'll be clear, 32. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, 61, with some rain and thunderstorms by late Thursday night into Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34. 99.7.
Joining us halfway through another work week, just looking forward to another weekend. We only have to hang in there a couple of more days. If you need a pep talk, here it is. You can do it. We've made it this far. It's all I got. I'm ready for the weekend, too. Here's Prince.
I'm not your lover.
90s, and more. Max FM.
Just
Born in the USA, there is Bruce Springsteen. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Jay. How are you on this beautiful Wednesday?
I am dandy. I actually got nearly 6 hours of sleep last night.
Ooh, doesn't that always feel amazing when you're somebody who doesn't sleep? It's like the greatest thing ever. And you wake up and you're like, oh, I could conquer the world today. Been there. That's a great feeling.
I can't even imagine what it would feel like if I actually got the recommended 8 hours. I think I would grow wings and fly.
Right? I know. We'd be like in those Red Bull commercials. It'd be awesome.
Yep.
Now, I got about 4.5 hours of sleep last night, so I'm feeling kind of on top of the world because that's way better than what I've been doing previously this week. Oof. So I was pretty excited about that. So, you know, we're having a good day already. I mean, maybe you get to cut back on the coffee just a little bit and big plans with all this, revigorated energy that you have this morning.
Well, I did pour another double extra tall. So.
Well, that'll just help. Just gotta
have a backup plan, you know,
right?
In case everything just falls apart.
I get it. I've said this before. I sometimes regret my non-caffeine life choices that I make, and sticking with the water. That's what I like to do.
I don't know if I mentioned this or not the last couple of weeks here, but I didn't start drinking coffee till 40. And I thought that I was way behind. Like everyone else was in their 20s drinking coffee. Some people even started in high school, which I thought was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But at 40, I decided, I'll give it a try. And I remember that first cup, and I thought, okay, it was pretty good. And I had a second cup, and I thought that I was just like out of my mind.
Right.
Like, way too much caffeine rush.
I don't know. You know, I used to be a well, here's the thing. I'm not a huge coffee drinker as far as just standard coffee. I love the smell of it. If you're going to give me coffee, though, it's got to have a whole lot with it. I mean, I like the caramel. Yeah. I like the whipped cream. I like all of that. So basically, I have a dessert in a cup. That's essentially what I have. That's the only way I can drink coffee. So at one point in time, especially in college, I used to do a whole lot more of that. I mean, there were some really late nights. I was also working full-time night radio. So by the time sometimes I'd leave the station, it was, I don't know, midnight, 1 a.m. And sometimes I would still have full homework to do for class at 8 a.m. Graduated with a 4.0, by the way, keeping up that schedule. I know. So the coffee cake was imperative to get through my day, right? And then somewhere along the way, I was like, I really don't want to have to depend on this. And I've been doing morning radio for quite a few years. Even when I had littles in the house, when my boys were really, really small, I did not get up and have a cup of coffee in the morning. So this has been kind of a thing for a while.
No caffeine, a good thing.
The no caffeine period thing came because I would drink the occasional, you know, Coke or Pepsi, maybe a Diet Coke or Pepsi. Usually I stuck with Sprite. So I wasn't ever a huge soda drinker anyway. But then the no caffeine thing and just sticking to water really came about when I lost all of the weight. I was like, you know, if we're going to do this, I'm just going to drink a whole lot of water because that's better for me anyway. So, that's essentially what I do. This hasn't always, again, it's not always been a thing, but it's been for a while. We'll put it like that. But
very good.
So the morning is gorgeous. It's a little brisk out there right now. I mean, it's only 35. We're working our way to a high of 54 today. And I am so excited about this forecast because we are losing the winds. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
So there was a period yesterday when it was pretty nice out, right? You could, like, walk around. I took Aspen for a walk. I'm like, hey, this isn't bad. By the time I got inside, I showered, took care of Aspie, did some school with Dexter, and we went to our haircut. I was like, where did the hurricane come from? This it was brutal out there yesterday.
It's been kind of like that this spring. I was just talking to a friend about that yesterday. It's like, will it ever stop? It's just the wind is blowing constantly.
You know, and I've gotten very not used to it. I grew up in South Dakota, where every day the wind blows 35, 40 miles per hour, and you become very, very used to that in a hurry. I mean, in the summertime, I know you probably relate to this because you do a lot with weather as well.
Yeah.
If it's still in South Dakota on a July day, you better hunker down for a storm or two because it's coming. It's coming, right? You just kind of feel it in the air. And so living in Minnesota for a while, Nashville and then moving to Wisconsin 7 years ago, like we did, I was just like, oh, there's very little wind here. And it was an anomaly when there was a really windy day. And then this spring hit and it has just been windy every single day, everywhere we went. When we went to Las Vegas last week, it was super windy the whole time we were there. I was like, what is happening? Why is the wind following me? I thought I got rid of this a long time ago. You never had a good hair day in South Dakota, let me tell you. Ever. It just did not happen because the wind had other plans. Skirts were a little bit of a menace. And if you wanted to wear a hat, you do that when it's your own risk, let me tell you.
Right.
But this has been odd as far as the amount of wind that we've had the last few weeks. I don't like it. I'm ready for it to go away now.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get rid of a lot of things that Mother Nature does. She doesn't see eye to eye with me though, so it's fine.
Right.
We'll just continue to have these small disagreements. Now, did you happen to do anything fun though yesterday, or was it just a standard day in your household?
So my daughter had a softball game yesterday.
Okay.
So we did that, and my wife, she works at a hospital, and she sits on the board, and so they had a board meeting. So she had this little gap of time between when she could leave her office and then go to the game, watch a little bit of the game, and then run back for the board meeting.
Oh, look at her. She's a good mama.
Yeah. So I, you know, and she had to rely on me to make sure that I had, you know, make sure you bring the folding chairs so we can sit on something, and make sure you have bottled water so our daughter Lexi can get a drink when she's thirsty during the game, and bring some snacks. And she had all these things. And so I was like the hero yesterday. Got everything all put in the vehicle, got out there to the game, and realized that my daughter, and it was cold and windy, realized that my daughter did not have her long sleeves on. So she was out there freezing on the softball field yesterday.
Even though I told her,
make sure you bring this with you, make sure you have it on. So what I think it was kind of like, because none of the other girls had the long sleeves on yesterday, she decided, I don't want to be the dork that's wearing the long sleeves. And I said, you know what? You can choose between being the dork that's comfortable or the dork that's not comfortable.
Right. So there you go. You made your choice. Sometimes as a parent, you got to sit back and watch them make those mistakes, right? And then see if they're going to learn from it and do it again. So we'll see how she does her next softball game if the weather's a little iffy. It was a really weird day because we had our haircuts in the afternoon, came home, got a couple things done. And then I had mentioned yesterday, Dexter's taekwondo instructor has been really, really sick.
Yeah.
And they weren't sure if they were going to have classes this week. Well, it turns out that the grandmaster of the gym that he goes to does have COVID, so he's going to be laid up for a while, but he has some amazing assistants and other black belts under him. So they decided that, you know, they were going to go ahead and do the lower level belt classes, which is good because Dexter's got a whole lot of stuff he's got to work on and kind of to get back into the swing of things after being out of taekwondo for 6 years. So he's like, yeah, let's go. He goes, I'll work with the lower levels. Well, it turns out that the lower levels were doing a whole lot of sparring, and we're talking about kids much younger than him. Dexter would have like done one roundhouse and like thrown him into the wall because these kids were much younger than Dexter was. So he's like, I don't really want to do that. Turns out that there were a couple of the guys from his regular class that were just working out in where they normally have class. My kid came out and I was like, oh my gosh, what happened to you? He's like, I kicked until my legs about fell off. He kicked so hard on the pads, he actually has blisters on the top of his feet. So next time we've got to do wraps and things. And I said, you know, if you kicked through, I've been a taekwondo mom for quite a long time. I said, you know, if you kicked through, he goes, I know, I wouldn't have the blisters on the top of my feet. He goes, I'm working on it, okay? 6 years, he looked at me. I'm like, just a suggestion, because I don't want to see him in pain either, you know, because the tops of his feet are awful. They're pretty bloody at this point. So we did that, but it was just a weird day driving because I felt like Pigpen from the Snoopy cartoon, because apparently we just had one cloud over the top of us because it was sunny all the way around us, and then it was pouring rain on top of the car. I was like, what is happening right now? It was that weird phenomenon, right, where there's no rain. The rain isn't everywhere. It's just out of this one little cloud, and it happened to be the one right over the top of us. Then the wind was so bad, we went by a field going through Sauk Prairie, And I thought there was somebody out there working because there was so much dust kick up. Turns out it was one of the most gloriously large dust devils I had ever seen in my entire life. I was like,
sweet.
Look at that. That thing's taken up the entire width of that field. That's unbelievable.
Nice.
So it was just a weird drive down there. The weather was strange. There was a lot of people on the side of the road with mechanical issues. There were a couple blown tires. There were lots of people pulled over yesterday. It was just a strange drive all the way to Madison. So I was kind of glad we got there. Some days it's like that though, right? Where you're just kind of questioning everything that's happening around you. And Dexter's like, is this one of those driving moments where you're like, just look ahead, just look ahead, just look ahead? I said, yes, that's exactly what it is. Watch your speed, because obviously you're not controlling anything going on around you right now, because it's very, very strange. Then I did a grocery pickup. I mean, you know, if the kid's going to be in practice for an hour and a half, I might as well be productive instead of just sitting there. I finished out a good book while he was in practice, did a grocery pickup over at Target. I mean, it was a good day all the way around. Look at that. Of course, we didn't get home till 10 o'clock, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, stayed nice and busy.
We did.
I got to tell you, this is kind of interesting. So we have some projects that we're trying to get accomplished around our place.
Okay.
And one of these is because my wife's having a birthday party coming up, and it's going to be on May 11th. And so we're getting down there on time. We're trying to get the yard all ready to go. We want to do some landscaping. We have some areas where we need to, like, nothing grows. So we're like, hey, let's have some this landscape rock put in. We've got this guy that's going to come out and do this. And he's a local guy. He was advertising on Facebook, kind of maybe just getting started in the landscape business. Anyway, he kind of seems to be like a jack of all trades kind of guy, and I wasn't really 100% sure that this is the guy we should go with, because there are more experienced landscapers out there.
Right.
But in any event, we're taking a leap of faith. We're going with this guy. So we committed to going with him, and he said, hey, I'm going to come out, and I'm going to mark these areas where we're going to put the rocks in.
Okay.
And I said, perfect. Yeah, come out. He's going to, you know, spray paint around these areas or whatever. So he didn't show up when he said he was going to. I didn't question it or anything, but then he messaged me and he said, hey, just to let you know, I'm on the way out. We had a little mishap where one of our guys drilled through a main sewer line with an auger.
Oh, no. No. That's bad. Oh,
yeah.
Now are you questioning the hire, like, completely?
Well, so... Not that this project is like the most advanced thing that a landscape crew could do. I mean, basically, they're just going to kind of, you know, dig into the ground a little bit. They're going to, you know, like, recess these rocks in. And so it's not that big of a deal. I do envision, though, like, and I have this fear that they're going to sever a sprinkler line or something. Like, I feel that it's coming. And he says that they're insured, you know, that they're fully covered if anything happens. So hopefully that is the case, but we'll find out.
Eventually their insurance will be like, oh, no, we can't do this anymore. You know, it's always one of those things where, you know, my family did construction my whole life. And so they had tons of experience, and they were like the company that you went to originally to see if they had the time to fit you in, if they could do a small project, if they were willing to do just a couple of little things, all of that. My grandpa was an architect. My dad did the building. And so there were times when I remember listening to him have these conversations with my mom when they would, you know, maybe contract some portion of the job out, like the painting or the finish work or something like that. And my dad always had the same reservations. He was like, do I go with the guy that I know or the guy that's just trying to get started, because they deserve a chance too? So I remember those conversations thoroughly at the dinner table. And my mom was always a, well, it's kind of up to you, but sometimes helping the smaller guy get the job done is not always a bad thing. And you don't know, you might give them the start in life, right?
Yeah.
My dad got burned by that a couple of times, though.
Like, live
the guy
and learn.
Who just, yeah, like the guy who just never showed up to do the job whatsoever, you know, and then just kind of fell off the face of the earth. And this is long before text messaging, you know, and all of a sudden you can't reach him, numbers been disconnected, all of that good stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
So then you go back to the tried and trues. But It's always a little scary when you get somebody who doesn't have the biggest portfolio or can't really give a ton of references yet, and then you find out that they went right through somebody's sewer line.
Yeah, there's that. And then, what was it, about 5 years ago, we hired a painter to paint our house, and he had experience in everything.
Sure.
He just wasn't, you know, wasn't a big corporation or anything. It was just a guy that kind of does it.
Right.
And he ended up falling off of a 15-foot ladder.
Oh, no.
And landing on a concrete patio in our backyard and broke both of his ankles and shattered both of his heels. And he had
to have a whole surgery.
I mean, it was a big deal. And the first call that I made after I called my wife, I called our insurance guy.
Sure.
And I said, what happens if we get sued? And he said, you got full coverage, you're fine, everything. So it turns out we did not get sued. The guy just said, hey, you know what? It was an accident. I slipped off my ladder. Not a big deal. But I was a little bit concerned because I didn't really know, like, if this guy was under the influence of something,
maybe, or
what had happened. But in any event, all was well with that. He had surgery and he was okay, but goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh. This is why Corey Hartman would say he just doesn't have anything done to the house. This is exactly why he would say that it's just easier to let it be. Now, my husband, for all the good things in the world that he can do, the handyman, not his forte.
It's not.
Now, I say this a lot. If I want the house rewired for surround sound, if I want some of the greatest speakers ever installed, if I want like a giant TV put up in the living room, he's the guy I'm going to call because he's really good at that stuff. If it requires a power saw, though, no. We should probably call somebody. So we do have our standard people. And we've been doing projects in our house the last few weeks as well. They're completed now, but we just have to, on our end, get to the finish line. So since COVID, we've had this makeshift like studio in our family room. So once Max moved out, his gaming emporium is now going to be our at-home office/studio. But my husband's too busy around the rest of the state building other people's studios to actually build our studio. So now it's just a really pretty room with a great paint job. That's essentially what it is, right?
Well, your studio sounds pretty good. So Corey must have put that together.
Well, he did. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. There's a lot of civic hosts right now who are like, oh, we'd love to do the show from home. And he's like, oh, CC, but I'm not going to be the one putting that together. So he prides himself on his skills, which he should, because they're pretty darn awesome. But you give him some sort of thing that like has power to it, and I'm pretty much going to run for the hills and then call the backup plan in the meantime. That's what we're going to do around here. Taking a look at the forecast right now, we mentioned it. It's going to be gorgeous today. Lots of sunshine, 54 for a high. Not quite as windy today either, which is really good news because it was pretty awful out there yesterday. Clear down to 32 tonight, then lots of sun tomorrow. A little bit warmer as well. 61 for a high. We could see some rain and some thunderstorms tomorrow night. Right now, it's 36. It's time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday, 5 p.m. until close, where the buffets and drink are only $12.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Friday, April 26th, from 10:30 until 1 o'clock, the Kiwanis Club of Reedsburg will be hosting a brat stand. It's going to be at Chelsea Steel Team of Reedsburg, 1643 East Main Street. Proceeds from the fundraiser will be going to support the many projects Kiwanis does for the youth of our community. Again, this will be happening on Friday from 10:30 until 1 p.m. The brat stand fundraiser for the Kiwanis Club of Reedsburg. And that, again, is at 1643 East Main Street in Reedsburg. Also on that same day, there's an Arbor Day fundraiser at the Portage Elks Lodge. Come celebrate Arbor Day with basket raffles, door prizes, and appetizers, and all the proceeds used to sponsor trees planted in the Portage area parks. This, again, is going to be on Friday, April 26th. It'll get started at 5 p.m. Check out the Portage Elks Lodge website for more details. And then the next day, on Saturday, April 27th, it's going to be the Sacred Heart Athletics annual broadfeed and raffle. Meal will include brats, hot dogs, chips, pickles, baked beans, soda, and beer. There's also going to be a Culver's frozen custard stand. This will all be happening at the Sacred Heart Catholic School, 5 o'clock until 8:30 on Saturday, April 27th. And again, the proceeds will be going to help Sacred Heart Athletics. Facebook.com/SHSReedsburg for more details.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at v.org because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
It's 7:32 right now. Don't forget birthdays and anniversaries coming up later on this hour. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, remember you can text us 355-9970. It's the Bengals now. Walk like an Egyptian.
We'll be right back.
leave them here. It's 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now. And Jay, it looks like maybe guard dogs have become obsolete because, I don't know, this is even more intimidating than anything I could ever think of. Robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their head are now something that you can actually buy. I don't know why you would want to buy these. I don't know why you would need these, but these are something. There's a company called Throw Flame, and it's selling one called the Therminator for $9,400. Now, you operate this thing over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and it can shoot flames up to 30 feet. Now, I was looking at a video and a photo of it a little earlier this morning. It looks like something right out of Star Wars, right? Like that they're trying to fight off to get where they need to go. I mean, it is one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. The website says that they are legal in all 50 states. All you need is a special permit in California and Maryland. Okay. Wow. They're not pushing the guard dog angle, but they do list 8 different things that this thing is absolutely perfect for, including controlled burns. Yeah, we've seen how that goes every now and then. Controlled, we'll put that in air quotes. Ice and snow removal, clearing weeds, pyrotechnics or entertainment, and also as pest removal. Really? Well, I mean, are you just going to flamethrow your entire house? I've got a guy who will come out and spray for you, and you'll still have a home to go to at the end.
Right.
It is absolutely the weirdest thing I've absolutely ever seen.
I thought it was crazy last week when we were talking about the doorbell that shoots.
Right?
Things.
Right? I know. Yeah. This thing is, it is stunning. So if you've got some time today, because let's face it, I mean, looking up stupid stuff on Google is way better than checking work email anyway, you got to look up the robot dog with the flamethrower because there's YouTube videos, there's photos of it. I'm telling you, it will frighten you for life because this thing is, it is scary. It
that
is
just
scary
seems
looking.
Like... Again, a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I know. I mean, this is worse than when the painter fell 15 feet off a ladder at your house. Yeah. I mean, this is one of those things that you obviously could control yourself, considering it's Wi-Fi and Bluetooth capable. Then I just think about the fact that what if somebody hacks into your system and thinks it'd just be fun to go on a rampage with flamethrower dog here? Like, then what happens? It's very, very strange. And I can't imagine using this thing to, clear ice and snow. Like, can you imagine that as a thing in a Wisconsin winter? Let me just go get my flamethrower dog and let's see how it goes from there. No.
The robot flamethrowing dog.
Oh, so many strange things in this world. I can't even, like, I'm starting to lose count. You know, like, I used to have a little grouping that I'd be like, yeah, but does it really compare to this? And now I've gotten to the point where I'm like, it's all just weird. I can't even keep up with all of the weirdness that we have in this world. I don't know why you would want this thing, but please check it out if you want to have nightmares for the rest of your life, because this thing is frightening.
It does look a little scary, yeah.
Doesn't it look like something futuristic that you would see, like the Jedi fighting in Star Wars? I mean, that's the first thing that came to my mind, or something from like some sort of Stephen King horror movie or something. That's exactly what it looks like.
It would have been something that, like, if you saw that in a film years ago, it would have been CGI or something.
Right.
It would have never been real. So to see this thing and know that it is real.
Right.
Makes me think, man, maybe we should just focus on building flying cars instead of flamethrowing Fidos.
I don't know. I think Back to the Future had the right idea about what this time frame should be like. I think we should go back to their ideas, and I think that makes much, much more sense.
My goodness.
Holy buckets. No, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. Unfortunately, not a great night for Wisconsin sports. Both the Brewers and the Bucks lose. Mike will get into that. Also tell you what's going on the local side of things. Here's a positive, though, and I can't believe we're already talking about this. The NFL draft, the first round takes place tomorrow night, which is absolutely insane that we're already that far into another year that we're talking about a draft and off-season training programs and all of that kind of stuff. So we shall see what the Green Bay Packers are thinking about for rebuilding. You got to think it's going to be a defensive move for the Packers this time around, especially with new coordinators and things like that. You know, I'll be in touch with Chris Hovel, our Packers expert. He and I have been texting back and forth a little bit, and I'm sure we'll be texting back and forth during the draft as well. He's going to watch it way more intently than I do. I sure. find out what positions have been drafted from my kid and from Chris. I'm like, oh, yay, is that person going to help? And then I get the whole from my kid, yeah, that's why they drafted him.
Right. Yeah, he's okay. going to do something if he's drafted, yeah.
Right, exactly, especially if he's their first round pick. But I can't believe we're that far into another year that we're talking about the NFL draft already. Holy buckets.
What is it, 3 months before the Packers go into training camp, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah. And then they open up the season in Brazil this year on a Friday night against the Philadelphia Eagles, which is kind of insane. Neither team can wear their green at the stadium either, because there's some rule with the soccer team that actually plays in this stadium. Green is kind of like their sacred color, so I don't know what either team are going to do. And Max and I were having that discussion this weekend. He's like, you think the Packers are going to have to show up in their whites? And he's like, the Eagles probably in their black uniforms. And they're going to have to expect maybe a little green, because he said the NFL doesn't have enough time to actually change entire uniforms for all teams because of the color scheme. He's like, maybe right. this is something that should have been considered, though, before they put two teams with green uniforms into yeah. the same stadium. I don't know. Like, a little forethought might have went into that. Now, it's not as strange as robot flame-throwing dogs, but, you know, right. whatever. There's some anomalies in the world. We're also going to have a look at the weather with Sean Cable. Looks beautiful today. Definitely not as windy, and even a little warmer tomorrow. He's going to tell us more about that next here on Max FM.
Morning, and welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have an open house at our auction facility from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for our April Farm Consignment Auction. That online-only auction ends tomorrow, Thursday at 9 a.m. It'll be a very large auction again with over 1,300 lots of farm machinery, construction equipment, trailers, tools, vehicles, several UTVs and ATVs on this auction, as well as lawn and garden equipment, lawnmowers, and much, much more. Again, that is our April Farm Consignment Auction. It ends tomorrow at 9 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Several auctions next week as well, including the Zeman Home Improvement Retirement Auction on Tuesday, and then the Paul Pfeiffer Estate and June Pfeiffer Watch and Clock online-only auction on Wednesday. Check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Baraboo Thunderbird baseball team able to get the 7-2 victory on the road. In softball, the T-Birds fall at home 8-2 to the Edgewood Crusaders. Reedsburg in softball gets an 11-1 win over McFarland. Portage was shut out by Mount Horeb 10-0. And Stoughton, a huge 19-7 win over Sauk Prairie. Soccer from yesterday, it was Baraboo 4-3 winners over Reedsburg. Edgewood, an 11-0 shutout win against Portage Poinette. And Stoughton and Mount Horeb played to a 1-1 tie. Today, the Baraboo Thunderbird softball team will have a makeup event at home, as they're going to be hosting Reedsburg. 4:30 is going to be the start time for that one. Otherwise, it'll be a quiet Wednesday per usual around the area. Milwaukee Bucks drop game 2 of their Eastern Conference first-round playoff matchup against the Indiana Pacers. It was a 125-108 home loss. Damian Lillard with 34 points for the game. Brooke Lopez had 22. And a double-double from Bobby Portis with 14 and 11. Giannis Antetokounmpo held out again of that game. Pascal Siakam dominated on the other side for the Pacers with 37 points. and 11 boards for the contest. Series will now shift gears to Indiana. The Pacers will be hosting the Bucks on Friday. 4:30 will be the start time. We'll have to wait to see if Giannis will be able to go for that one. Also, the playoffs last night, the Mavericks knot up their series with the LA Clippers after a 96-93 win. That series sits one apiece, and the Minnesota Timberwolves take a 2-0 series lead over the Phoenix Suns, 105-93 the final yesterday. Brewers dropped their second straight once again to the Pittsburgh Pirates, 2-1 the final in this one. Just three hits in the game for Milwaukee. The lone run came in the eighth when Gary Sanchez hit a solo home run. Brewers fall to 14-8 for the season. The Padres improved to 13-11, and the same two teams will meet today. Bryce Wilson will get the go for the Crew. Josh Fleming will be countering for the Pirates. 5:40 first pitch tonight for game three of this four-game series. And the first round of the NFL draft takes place tomorrow night. The Green Bay Packers have the 25th pick in the draft. They've got a pair of second-round picks and third-round picks. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It's going to be a pretty nice day today. Lots of sunshine and not windy. We'll get to 54 for a high. The wind northeast at only around 5 to 10 here today. Tonight, it'll be clear 32. Tomorrow, sunny. Warmer 61 with some rain and thunderstorms by late Thursday night into Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
99.7.
Relax, don't you?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood. There is Relax. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:50 right now. And you know how in the 1980s we wore the shirts that Frankie says Relax, and everybody had one of those, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
And you had to sport your Frankie Goes to Hollywood shirt. I'm not even joking. I was doing some shopping online the other day. Dexter needed some new t-shirts for summer, and we were on a website, and there was a Relax t-shirt that came up, and I was like, oh my gosh, do they even understand what this means? Probably not. Now, my boys do. They know Frankie Goes to Hollywood, but how many teens who would actually like that shirt really understand where the Relax comes from? Probably not a lot of them. Anyway,
well, you know, right? the retro styles are kind of, you know, they're coming back. Everything retro is cool again, but in this case, it makes you wonder if they even know that it's retro, or is it just something, you know?
Right. I mean, the 90s are hot again. Like, everything that we did in the 90s that was terrifyingly bad. Like, when I go shopping right now and I look around a women's section, I'm like, why does this take me back to late middle school, early high school? It is very, very, very eerie. But I was shocked to see the Frankie Goes to Hollywood t-shirt. I did not know that that was making a comeback. But apparently, if you go to the right places, you can find really anything you want. It was
That's
the moral
right.
of the story. Craziness. Now, we've got some celebrating to do on this Wednesday with our birthday list. And of course, before we jump into the famous side of things, we'll remind you that if you are celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, that number 355-9970. So starting with our celebrities, Kalani is celebrating a birthday today. She is 29 years old. If you don't know the name, you might know the song. Good Life is the song from the Fast and the Furious soundtrack that she gave the world. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much where the buck stops with Kalani. But sure, it's a great song. We'll go with that. Joe Keery, who played Steve Harrington on Stranger Things, is celebrating his 32nd birthday. Now, I have to ask, because we've been talking a lot about different TV shows, Stranger Things, anybody in the house like get into Stranger Things a whole lot? Because I know for a while that was something that you absolutely needed to do. I've never seen an episode, so I have to be honest.
It's actually really good. It's kind of addicting. And we talked about the retro thing. I mean, it's all like 1980s.
Yes.
So
yes, that
set in
I
the
know.
80s. And yeah, yeah.
I mean,
it's worth checking out.
It had a pretty all-star cast, at least now they do, because when they started, you hadn't heard a lot of these young actors and actresses at all, and now all of a sudden they're like mainstream. Everybody knows who they are, so it just tells you the longevity and the popularity of the series. It's one of those things that I'll probably get around to in about 5 years when nobody else is talking about it anymore, and I'll be like, you know, I should really check out Stranger Things. That's how far behind I usually am.
Do you remember, I think it was maybe, was it 2 years ago? It'll be 2 years this summer when the Kate Bush song Running Up That Hill became hugely popular again. That was a direct result of its being on the Stranger Things soundtrack. So
in fact, because of that, we had to add it to our playlist in our library. So there you go. See, dictating radio as we know it. Tyson Ritter, who's the lead singer of the All-American Reject, celebrates his 40th birthday today. Oh, I love the next one on the list. And we might have to pull out something by her later this morning. Kelly Clarkson is celebrating. She is 42 years old. We know her as being a voice judge. Originally came onto the music scene as an American Idol winner, and now she's got this really phenomenal talk show. I don't watch a lot of daytime TV, but if her show is on and I'm taking a break from doing something, flipping through, I will always sit down and watch a few minutes of Kelly Clarkson. I love her. I think she's absolutely fantastic, and woman can sing basically anything you put in front of her. It is crazy what her range is. She is so, so talented.
Yeah, she was the original American Idol winner.
Right? Yes.
Yep, 2002.
With her runner-up, Justin Guarini, who went on to be Little Pepsi, the Little Pepsi guy, is all I know him from nowadays. I mean, which is probably better from that Justin Loves Kelly than the Justin Loves Kelly movie, right?
That was a little painful, I think.
Yes, I would rather be the little teeny tiny Pepsi guy than be known for that movie. That's all I'm saying. Sasha Baris, who played Tracy in the Hangover movie, she's Doug's wife and Alan's sister. She is 43 years old. Rebecca Mader is also celebrating having a birthday today. She's the Wicked Witch on Once Upon a Time, if you were a fan of that show. She was also annoying as Charlotte, the redhead, on Lost. Now, Finn is the resident Lost expert, so he's not here to defend her or tell us that this is absolutely the correct assessment. So we're just going to take our prep's word for it that she was the annoying redhead. Yeah. Derek Luke, who played Marcus on The Purge, Henry Chase on God Friended Me, Mr. Porter in 13 Reasons Why, and also the star of Antoine Fisher. He is celebrating his 50th birthday today. Damon Lindelof, who created the TV show Lost and also helped write Star Trek Into Darkness, Tomorrowland, and Prometheus. He's also behind Mrs. Davis, which is a Peacock show about a nun trying to take down the world's most powerful AI. Interesting. He is celebrating his 51st birthday today. Melinda Clark, who played Julie Cooper Nickel on The OC. She was also the dominatrix, Lady Heather, on CSI. She is celebrating her 55th birthday. I mean, were there really that much difference between those two roles, the dominatrix or the OC? I would argue that there was probably not much of a difference on that.
No,
one.
Pretty similar, yeah.
Then we have a couple of Game of Thrones birthdays. We've got Rory McCann on the list. He played the Hound on the series. He is 55 years old. And Aidan Gillen is also celebrating a birthday. Not going to try to pronounce the character name. I don't want to upset diehard Game of Thrones fans this morning, but he is 56 today. Cedric the Entertainer, super funny. I love him. He is celebrating his 60th birthday. Now, I got to get out my pronunciation guide for this next one. Jimon Hounsou is celebrating a birthday today. He is 60 years old. So he played the wizard in Shazam. You've probably seen him because he's been in a lot of stuff. He was the Fisherman King in Aquaman. He was Korath in both Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain Marvel. You might also remember him from Gladiator, Blood Diamond, and as one of the bad guys in Furious 7. So just a few
he's
roles.
He's been in everything. I know.
And I have to have a pronunciation key for his name. So that tells you how, I mean, probably more of a character actor, but obviously pretty talented to keep getting cast. Drummer for for Creedence Clearwater Revival, one of my all-time favorite bands from the 60s. Corey and I started out doing oldies radio, grew up with my parents listening to all of their favorite bands on vinyl. CCR was a big one for my dad. Doug Clifford is 79 years old. He's the Cosmo from the Creedence album Cosmos Factory. By the way, if you're a fan of CCR.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand, legendary, of course, funny girl, and played Roz Focker in Meet the Fockers. She's just had a little bit of a music career as well, just a tiny one, like that we could probably fall back on. She is 82 years old today. Barbara Streisand is 82 years old. Just proving once again, every time I do this birthday list, it makes me feel so darn old, because then you got somebody like Barbara Streisand turning 82. Holy buckets. And then finally, we wrap up this list with Shirley MacLaine, Oscar-winning actress, Terms of Endearment, one of her big movies. I loved her in that. Also loved her in Steel Magnolias, if you're a fan of that movie. She's also the cranky first lady in the Nicolas Cage movie, Guarding Tess. She was brilliant in that. And in real life, she's actually Warren Beatty's sister. So there
what?
You go.
Yeah, another thing I learned today.
I know. Look at us. We're just throwing out the Trivial Pursuit facts like crazy this morning.
Wow. I did not know that. That's crazy.
Yes. They don't really. I think it's a known fact in Hollywood, but you don't ever really see Warren Beatty and Shirley MacLaine together. And it's funny to me that they never actually did a movie together in their career either, being a brother-sister duo like that. But I can't remember if I said it. Anyway, if I did, we'll say it again. She is celebrating her 90th birthday today. Love Shirley MacLaine. She's super talented. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to this list, we make it super easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be gorgeous today. Lots of sunshine, mid-50s, not nearly as windy as yesterday. Tomorrow, equally as nice, before we maybe have some rain and some thunderstorms tomorrow night. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about that in just a moment. We'll also have ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a